State Bobcats, and you're listening to Bobcat Radio every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here on KTSW.
Thank you very much, Coach Fran. I am your host, Evan. I'm up here on top of the Old Main with my man Ryan Marcus, Kirk Jones, and for all you beautiful listeners out there, give us a call, 512-245-FIRE. There's a very special listener out there. She knows who we're talking about. Let us know how you think as the Bobcats. We're done talking about the Bobcats. We're on nationally televised sports here as the NCAA had quite a weekend of college football coming off a very lackluster following weekend. The NCAA had several big teams go down and a big matchup in the Auburn-Ole Miss game, and we are going to start with that right there. Kirk, if you break your leg, do you hold on to that ball?
I think you do. I don't know. I mean, it was already.
I'd drop that ball and throw it across the stands. I'll tell you what. I can't believe he just dropped it.
I mean, he looked like he was coming out but when he got tackled. So it's not like he dropped it before he knew his leg was injured. I think it was just he was going to drop it even if his leg was not. I think he ended up breaking his leg. But
it's bad.
Yeah, it looked like he broke his leg at least. But I think that's a tough call and I mean, it looked really bad. Even before the replay, when I saw the tackle, it looked bad. That guy, he broke his leg for sure. And he was a good receiver, had a great game, too. But, I mean, all around good game there. I thought it was one of the better ones of the season. Two great teams, two top five SEC West teams. Ole Miss likely out of the playoffs now with two losses. Not really.
What if they win in the Egg Bowl?
If they do that, maybe have a shot. But it depends on what Oregon, Alabama, all those teams. I think they get in before them if they go undefeated.
But I feel like watching the playoff selection show last week, they gave Ole Miss the edge because they had beaten Alabama before. And if they end up beating Mississippi State when they're number one, I think Ole Miss is back in that talk over Alabama.
Let's talk about this FSU game real quick. I know Friday they broke it down a whole bunch. Let's talk about it real quick. Third time this season, Jameis Winston's fell behind 21-0. And once again, the Florida State Seminoles are still undefeated.
That's just a good team. I mean, I like Jameis. I think Jameis Winston's a good quarterback. I like his quarterbacking skills, not necessarily him as a person. But I think he's a good quarterback and but the team, you got to look at their team. Their team is loaded. They have a great team, and that has a lot to do with his performances. Florida State, I mean, they'll probably I have them going to the playoffs. But, I mean, you can't just put it all. I mean, Jameis Winston played good. That team just played really well.
I think but they're underperforming. Like Evan mentioned, they've come back from down 21-0 for the third time this season. This team last year rolled everybody with a similar, not as good, but a similar team. And their defense, I feel like, is better. They shouldn't be put in those positions to put it on Jameis Winston and Rashad Green's shoulders, Carlos Williams in the backfield. I feel like this team should just stomp everybody.
Let's talk about Mississippi State. As for the first time in a long time, they found themselves in a very unusual situation, and that's being number one in the country for several weeks now. They started unranked, but now look at them going. They're starting to turn and burn. They just beat Arkansas. They are now 0-5 in the SEC is Arkansas. Mississippi State 5-0, 8-0 on the season, one of the remaining unbeaten teams in the NCAA fields.
Arkansas is a good team, though, I'm telling you. They
came to play.
They really
they
have.
Came to play.
They've gotten close to beating some good teams.
Alabama the other week.
Yeah, give them one more year, and I think they could be Mississippi State-like team this year. Arkansas is really good.
Let's talk about Mississippi State.
Mississippi State, Dak Prescott didn't have a very good game at all, but Josh Robinson played good, liked the way he ran the ball. I think that, you know, this team, it's hard to find a loss in this. The defense is great. I think that's what's really that's what sets them apart from everybody else is their defense. Doesn't get talked about a whole lot. They always hear about Alabama, Auburn, Ole Miss's defense, but
their defense is one of them games. They cause turnovers and they score touchdowns.
And they made Nick Marshall look lost on the field when they played Auburn, and Auburn's a good team.
He didn't know what to do.
I think Auburn's a good team, and Mississippi State beat them pretty fairly easy. Not easily, but was in control of the game for most of the time.
Let's talk about the Heisman hopefuls, because believe it or not, Kenny Hill's not on the Heisman list anymore. Beginning Heisman watchers, Marcus Mariota, he's not on the Heisman list anymore. The Stanford QB, he's off the Heisman list. give me your top three Heisman, and then who wins it. I have my top three Heismans. I have to put the USC wide receiver up there because he's leading the nation in receiving yards.
Marquise Lee.
I have to put Jameis Winston up there. And then I want to put David Metcalf. No, I'm just kidding. The way he's been playing. Jameis Winston, Marquise Lee, and then, of course, the guy from Mississippi State leading him to the 8-0 record and the first ever one seeding. And I got to give it to Jameis Winston. I mean, why not? The kid's, what, 22-0 in his college career?
Yeah.
Why not give him back-to-back? Why not make him the greatest college football player to ever lace them up? You remember playing NCAA back in the day, like 05, 06, and you'd come in as a freshman QB, and you'd win the four national championships and the four Heismans. Did y'all ever do that in the NCAA?
I didn't have the patience to play four seasons.
I did the four seasons, and I did that, and I was always like, oh, man, if this happened in real life, this would be so cool. This can happen. He can do this.
He's going to the pros, though, after this, no doubt about it, though. Like, I think...
You've got 3 years to be away from college football, or before...
Yeah, he's a redshirt freshman.
Oh, he redshirted, yeah, he redshirted, so he's out. He's done.
And there's too much controversy. He's just like Johnny Manziel. You take your money and run, but it'd be nice to see that if Jameis Winston could do it. But.
He is going to take the money and run, and we are going to do that as we start the fast break to the hardwood floor as the NBA season is here and here to stay. And don't look now, but we have some Cavaliers haters up here on top of Old Main. I don't want to say any names, Kirk, but there's a couple of us up here that don't feel too strongly about it. And on top of that, want to talk about the games. So which game, Kirk, was striking your eye?
Well, I liked obviously the Cavaliers and Bulls game. I thought that was a great game of two potential. That could be a potential Eastern Conference final right there. I mean, that was an overtime game. Derrick Rose went down again with an injury.
Ankle. Is he all right?
Injury, yeah. I mean, I don't think it's going to be too serious, but you get kind of tired to see that as a Bulls fan or any fan because, you know, Derrick Rose.
I just want him to be healthy.
Derrick Rose is good.
He's fun to watch.
He's good for the NBA, too. Like that game, like the way the Cavaliers played. Still, the Cavaliers looking a little. Not together yet, having some growing pains.
I can't believe they lost to the Knicks.
Yeah.
The Knicks, I don't have them doing too much this year, but the team I'd like to talk about is LeBron James' former team, Miami Heat.
3-0. You're going to give them more airtime. Let's do it.
Yes. The Miami Heat are 3-0. They just beat a talented team in the Toronto Raptors. They just beat the Washington Wizards, who are also coming up. John Wall has looked menacing this year. I think Toronto is a better team in the East than they were last year, but I really think the Miami Heat, 3-0, they're not going to get as much coverage, obviously, without LeBron James, but they are a team to watch in the East. Chris Bosh has been scoring over 20 a game like they need him to do, like he was doing in Toronto. And they're starting Norris Cole, who I said when they got him 3 years ago, he was going to start in 3 years over Mario Chalmers, and they're doing it now, and I think that's a great decision for the Miami Heat.
I am not a Mario Chalmers fan. When you find me on campus, I can tell you a funny Mario Chalmers story. Look at who Miami beat. They beat the Toronto Raptors with DeRozan scoring 30 points, and they beat them by 5, first of all. They gave up almost 60 points in the first half. They gave up about 54 points. This Miami Heat team is the exact opposite of what they used to be. They used to barely give up 40 points a half. Obviously, it's 3 games into this young season. The Miami Heat are very lucky in that they're in the East and that they only have to win 35 at max 41 games to make it into the playoffs. And I can see them doing that with the hobbled Dwayne Wade, with the Mario Chalmers, with the role players that they have, Chris Bosh, a terrific all-star. I see them making the playoffs. Easy. No problem.
Oh, yeah. They'll make the playoffs. The East is weak. I still think the Wizards are kind of getting it together. I think they'll be the 3 seed. I like
but
the Wizards
just beat the Wizards.
I mean, it's early in the season though. I mean, the Wizards are a team trying to get together. They have Paul Pierce. They don't know what to do with him. I mean, John Wall still getting he's an all-star, but he still has another year. I see the Wizards being the number 3, and they're so deep at their front court. I don't know if the Miami Heat have the legs to run out a full season as the number three seed.
I disagree. They have Dwayne Wade. Okay, we'll give him. He's shaky, but they have Shabazz Napier, they have Mario Chalmers, and they have Norris Cole.
Like I said, I can name random players off a roster too. Yeah, Matt Bonner, too, Kawhi Leonard. I mean, who's the guy from Australia on the Spurs? The guy from Australia.
I guess you can't name random.
Davis Evolucia.
No, the Meeks.
Jody Meeks?
Not Jordy Meeks. Ah, why did I say that? Y'all know who I'm talking
Corey
about.
Corey Joseph.
Not Gary Corey Hill. Joseph. He went to UT. Gary Hill is not on the Spurs. He's on the Charlotte. Yeah, there we go. Patty Mills. I mean, Miami's going to be in the playoffs. What about the Oklahoma City Thunder, who's in an actual conference, and they're missing their two best players?
Yeah, that's...
How long is Westbrook out for?
4 weeks.
4 to 6 weeks with a broken hand.
So yes. Who's their best player? On that Jeremy Lamb?
Reggie Jackson.
Serge Ibaka, that is true.
But Reggie Jackson
Perkins.
No, Reggie Jackson, the way he penetrates, he's really fast, and he's like a mini Russell Westbrook. Not as good, but a mini Russell Westbrook.
They are going to need some serious help. Rockets are taking on the Phillies tonight. OKC is heading to Brooklyn. You have the New Orleans Pelicans, who are 1-1 looking for a fast start. At Memphis, they're going to take on the Grizzlies, and Gasol and Randolph, they're still playing together. Boston, Dallas, you'll have to see how Dirk does in this old season of his. His joints are not going to treat him too well. Sacramento's going to head to that high altitude in Denver. And then the Utah Salt Lake City Jazz are going to leave the Mormon State and head to the Sunshine City of Los Angeles, California to take on the Clippers. And what has been a fast 2-1 start for Chris Paul and the Lakers. The Clippers. Let's talk Clippers.
Lakers are done.
Let's talk big names here. Big name teams in the NBA. I'm going to give you three names, and then you're going to say playoffs, in or out. Golden State.
Oh, yeah, in for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Clippers.
In.
Lakers.
Done. No way.
No way.
No way.
They could be a lottery pick again.
They're
0-4 right now.
What do you think about the Grizzlies?
Yeah, I like them.
I like the Grizzlies. Randolph and Gasol are really good.
Pelicans.
No.
Yeah, I got him in. I think Anthony Davis is a great player. I think he already came out last year, but I think he puts his name up as the superstar status, and I think the Pelicans get in.
Superstar status.
That's man-on-man action, baby.
That is 100% man-on-man action. All right, we're going to do two more teams here.
I think you're sleeping on the Suns.
Dragic, you got to have a breakout year, buddy. I really liked you. I liked you when you were backing up Steve Nash. I know you did 22 points a game. What do you have, breakout player of the year last year,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, exactly.
I need another year, Dragic. I was rooting for you. You missed the playoffs by the skin on your teeth last year. I think you're going to miss it by a larger margin this year. You didn't have a lot of help in the offseason.
And that front court is really crowded,
too. It's going to be tough. You don't have the Lopez brothers anymore. They used to be the only other household name. It's going to be very interesting to see how the management deals with this new superstar that starts to emerge. Anytime you're doing 20 points a game, you're a superstar. Boston and Dallas are taking the court against each other tonight. Do you see either of these teams in the playoff? Boston missed it last year in the East.
Yeah, I think Boston won't make it.
Injured. Remember, Rondo's like 60% of what he is.
I don't think Boston won't make it. But
no,
they're
still trying to rebuild.
I think Dallas for sure has a shot.
Dallas for sure? No way. No. Mavs are done. You're crazy,
no way,
dude.
No
Dirk Nowitzki's not even going to be able to finish the season.
Dirk Nowitzki's been playing on one leg for 5 years now.
Exactly. That one leg's going to crack.
He won a championship on one leg.
That one leg's done.
I think. And they got Monte Ellis, who just scores at will. Chandler Parsons can shoot anywhere on the court. He's like a mini Dirk.
Chandler Parsons was their only real pickup. They have Sean Marion still, who's.
And Tyson Chandler?
He can do good. Yeah, Tyson Chandler's been there, though.
Yeah, he was in New York. They won a championship with
Tyson Chandler.
Oh,
that's right. He came back. Yeah. He came back. That's right.
They won a championship with Tyson Chandler because of his defense. That's
I feel like Tyson Chandler's gone from the Mavs to the Knicks to the Mavs and then back to the Knicks. He just likes that South, Northeast Coast kind of deal. No way Mavs make the playoffs. No freaking way. You think they're in?
Who's going to beat them?
Are you kidding me? The Pelicans?
I can name eight teams right now.
Eight teams
are going to be Dallas.
Give it to me. Golden State.
Spurs, OKC, the Spurs.
OKC.
The Clippers.
Ooh, OKC, I don't know.
But Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook,
they will be both out.
They will be back. So I'm putting them up there. The Portland Trailblazers.
Oh, they're starting slow.
That's okay.
That's four.
That's five.
Five.
Five. I'm going with... I'm taking the Suns over.
There's no way.
Drogic?
The Mavs are too slow.
Mavs are not. Mavs will make it over the Suns. Okay.
Mavs are too slow.
We'll give you Suns at six.
Give me Suns. Okay. So in the West.
So you're
Rockets? Rockets will make it. I will. I do
not. And the Grizzlies. Boom. That's eight.
And who? What did you say last?
The Grizzlies.
That's eight.
Suns are not going to be a 500
Suns are now, yeah.
Ball.
Your Suns are
I'm
done.
Hot on that. Yo, we'll talk
Suns
later. We'll talk
done.
At the end of the season, and
no
you'll
way.
You'll tell me, Ryan, you were right all along.
And with that, as the temperature starts to flare in Old Maine, we are going to make the tackling transition to the gridiron as the NFL's America's team, Dallas Cowboys, went down in a blaze of glory without their starting quarterback. Does he play in London this week?
I don't think he does. He's got a broken back, pretty much. He broke two vertebrates in his, or two chipped bones in his back. I don't think he plays. I think
they're playing the Jacksonville Jaguars. If you're going to sit him out, this is a week to sit him out.
I think if anything, you got to sit him out, man. That sounds like a bad injury. If he didn't play this week, I don't think he plays. Next week.
Let's talk about the Texas teams in the remaining part of the segment that we have. The Houston Texans lost to Mark Sanchez.
Boo that man!
We're booing the whole Houston Texans squad for losing to a not top 10 fantasy winner with the butt fumble in Mark Sanchez. I bet Rex Ryan is going, what am I doing? I've got no quarterback in Michael Vick. Geno Smith is injured. And now Mark Sanchez is winning ball games?
I mean, he did win ball games with Matt Sanchez. He went to two AFC championships. So, I mean, it's not Matt Sanchez is
tanked.
Mark Sanchez, excuse me, is capable of that. But I mean, he's not going to play.
They played the Texans, dude, and
I mean, next week. I mean, Nick Foles did play. He did throw a touchdown though. So, and that's how much they won by, pretty much.
Mark Sanchez, I think. Excuse me, Rex Ryan is just looking forward to the draft, and he's going to take Marcus Mariota.
You think they're going to keep him? They'd have to keep him for the draft, first of all.
Well, I think the Jets are looking forward to taking Marcus Mariota. I won't say Rex Ryan in particular, but the Texans, look at Clowney. He says, I'm too sick to play football.
I did see that, but I don't have a problem with that.
The knock on him. Since he was coming into the NFL, does he have that motivation and that drive, or is he just going to rest on his laurels and his talent?
You're sick, dude. I don't want Ebola. You stay at home. I don't want to get Andre Johnson sick. I don't want to get J.J. Watt sick. Brian Cushing, he could barely stay on the field healthy. I don't want to get him sick. Arian Foster, he found the touchdown for the first time in forever with that 62-catch touchdown grab. I am not trying to get any one of my Houston Texans all-star, especially my $100 million defensive man that he serves right next to, sick.
You know, I just don't think it could be that bad.
The man's sick.
The man's sick.
What about stay-at-home work days? Don't you have that in the NFL?
Not in the NFL,
huh?
No. The NFL, guys play with broken hands and broken this and that and partially torn this and that. Like, Clowney, I just think it speaks to that notion that he doesn't necessarily have the competitive drive and that edge that some players have.
Well, when we come back, we'll talk more about the edge, as my man Ryan Marcus likes to say. Give us a call, 512-24-FIRE, and let us know what you think. But first, my man Ryan Marcus has some words for you.
I'm here to give you some more words, like I always have, to talk to you about. Inside the newsroom here on KTSW 89.9, Fridays, early morning at 8 a.m., and it's a podcast segment that brings together KTSW and the University Star to discuss top stories of the week. I tuned in one morning, had to be up, do something early. It was good stuff. You can check out KTSW's WordPress page to listen to all the past episodes. If you're looking for more info, always find it on KTSW.net.